Good morning again,
Audio Boo. Robert here. Amazing, isn't it? My boos come like buses. You haven't seen any all week, and two come along at once.
I've got a bit of a VI dilemma. As you will all pretty much know, I am a guide dog owner, I obviously use, terrible word, isn't it? Use my guide dog. 99% of the time. However, I do keep in my possession a long cane for emergency uses and going to the barbers and stuff like that. I will be needing to use said long cane in December when I'm going on a long weekend to Munich without my guide dog, without Vance, with a friend, and it's a friend who can't guide me, because he, it's Mark, who has been heard on my booze a number of times and who I went to Paris with last year. And he can't guide me because he walks with a couple of sticks, it's just a little bit difficult. So my sort of dilemma is, the long cane that I have is a it's not an old one, but it's I've had it a few years because I don't get through them quite as quickly as people who use a long cane all the time. It is, for long cane aficionados, a Revolution Advantage carbon fibre cane. However, I think it's a bit long for me now. And it's not that I've shrunk or anything, but I deliberately, when I got that one, got a cane which was slightly longer than it ought to have been, because I have a very long stride. I'm about 6'1", 6'2", thereabouts, but my leg length is somewhat out of proportion. I have a very long cane. It's about 152 centimetres, which is about one of the longer ones that you can get. But I found, since not using it in a long time and then coming back to using it when Vance was ill, I found it's a bit too long for me and I'm tripping people up. And it's particularly difficult because I use the long cane in several different ways. At night I use it properly as a long cane, and in any place where I can't see, basically. And in daylight I use it more as a guide cane, covering myself. And particularly when using it as a guide cane, I find it very, very long. So long and short of this, well, actually the short of it, is that I need to get a new cane, both so that I have something a bit shorter and I have a spare to go to Munich with me, because it is a sort of nightmarish scenario of the cane breaking whilst away on holiday and not being able to do anything. I've been browsing the wonderful, inverted commas, RNIB shop website, looking at canes, and they seem to be really pushing those made by what I think is a Canadian company, Ambutech. The vast majority of their canes now seem to be Ambutech ones, which actually always seem to be the way, so they've come full circle in some ways. And there only seem to be two alternative: Revolution Advantage, the kind that I've got at the moment, and one that I hadn't heard of, Bevria or something, which is an aluminium cane, which I'm not interested in because I don't like aluminium canes. But what I am wondering is whether I should get the should go for what I've got at the moment, which has been pretty good. It keeps its shape well, which is more than you can say for the aluminium ones. Or whether I should go for either the telescopic one, which I think folds up a bit smaller and doesn't take, it's a bit more discreet for folding away, and obviously you can change the height on it fairly easily, so actually I could swap between long cane and guide cane modes relatively easily. Or the slimline one, which folds up into seven sections rather than five, has a thinner profile to it. And I don't know which to go for, because if you were shopping on Amazon, you'd have all the reviews to go by, but dear old RNIB doesn't include reviews on its website. So there is no way of knowing whether, I don't know, the, and you know, I've got no idea here, so I, you know, I'm not suggesting that any of these canes in any way would be less than brilliant. But, you know, I don't know whether, for instance, the slimline one lasts a little less long. whether, I don't know, it's more prone to issues when getting caught on things, or whether the telescopic one telescopes up at the moment when you don't want it to telescope up. I've got no way of knowing this, and I really want to know it before I spend between £35 and £50 on a cane. Yes, it really is that much. So I'm a bit torn, really. So my reason for audio booing is really to for those of you who do not have to buy canes and stuff, is to tell you about a dilemma which is faced only by a number of people. Well, probably a reasonable sizable number of people, but most people every day don't face this dilemma of which cane to get and how on earth you find out which one is the better one to get. And it's also because I know there are a good number of VI people out there who might actually have a preference on this, who might be able to tell me that actually the telescoping cane is amazing and the slimline one is rubbish, or, you know, stick with the Revolution Advantage. So any help would be much appreciated. I also need to get a new alarm clock, but I'll cover that one separately, I think. Dear me, I feel a trip to Judd Street might be in order, which, for those who don't know, is where the RNIB is located in the King's Cross area of London. Right, well, anyway, any answers to my query would be much appreciated.